Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry today. You're listening to The Takeaway.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Wildfires in California have spread and ravaged parts of Los Angeles, Orange, and Santa Barbara counties, destroying nearly 800 homes and forcing thousands to evacuate. The Santa Ana winds have ferociously fanned the flames, though forecasters are hopeful that the winds are dying down at least a bit today. Chris Landing was among those fighting to save his home, not once, but twice this weekend. He joins us now from Yorba Linda, California. Hello, Chris, and welcome.
Hi, thank you, Adora.
How are you today?
Tired. It's been a crazy 2 days.
All right, let's start with what happened the first go-around when the flames struck your home.
Well, that happened somewhere around 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. And I had first learned about it in the morning. I had flipped on the Notre Dame-Navy game, and then they were breaking in. We were watching the Selma fire, and then about 10 o'clock they started covering the Corona fire, and that's when we started the watch, and we had every TV on the house as we're just doing our normal day. We're just monitoring that fire because that is just east of us,
mm-hmm.
which would extend east to west toward the ocean. So we were monitoring that one pretty closely, and by 12 o'clock we started getting very concerned, where I started pulling my hard drive and loading files into the car. We must have loaded about 4 or 5 carfuls of pictures and valuables and things that I did not want to lose. And by about 2 o'clock, the police came up and down the street saying, mandatory evacuation. We need to prepare to leave within 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And by 2:30, they were asking everybody to get out. And it was crazy. As we were loading the car, I just kept looking over my left shoulder because I'm just below a ridge, live in a cul-de-sac with a kind of horseshoe mountain that surrounds our house. And you could see this cloud coming towards us. It looked like, you know, a giant thunderhead, and it was just turning and twisting.
But you didn't leave. You stayed, and when your home caught fire,
happened? Well, I actually did leave. I left at 2:30 because I had 2 kids and a dog, and my car piled up with valuables. So we went to a local hospital where I dropped everybody off. Then I came back. By then, I couldn't drive up, so I hiked up San Antonio, and everything was by then. I got there about 4, and I started hiking up. And by, you know, 4:30, everything was engulfed, homes, and there must have been about 20 to 30 engines, fire engines, lined up San Antonio.
And you just jumped in and started fighting the fire. Is that what happened?
I got up to my house, and everything looked pretty secure. A DC-10 had dropped fire retardant about 4:30. In fact, it was shown nationally. My cell phone was going crazy because people calling me. I just saw your house. You just got hit by the foam. And when I waded through the foam in the backyard, it was about 6 inches deep.
But you were very lucky. You were one of those who managed to save his home. Chris Landing, we're going to have to leave it there, and we thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Chris Landing, he is a California wildfire survivor.